I have Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern on the line. And Jared, there is certainly a whirlwind of excitement.
The Attorney General of New Jersey and a lot of other Democrat-led states are filing a lawsuit on one of these executive orders issued by President Trump on his first day, the one that would essentially eliminate birthright citizenship, which for a long time has been the way that the 14th Amendment is interpreted. So you're already seeing some of the limitations that potentially could exist as the president tries to move fairly aggressively with implementing a lot of his initiatives, especially on things like the border and immigration, which if you go back over the last two, three administrations, are routinely held up in courts when presidents try and go it alone without any sort of action from Congress.
You're exactly right. Jared, the other big topic comes down to one word, pardons. Oh, the whole discussion of pardons on both sides has been prompting a lot of heated debate and discussion.
Biden had some pretty controversial pardons there in his final days, and the first pardons issued here by President Trump are certainly stirring up some controversy, and not just from Democrats. A number of Republicans have said they were uncomfortable with the way that these January 6th commutations and pardons were handed down, that it included everybody charged with crimes on that day, on January 6th, 2021, regardless of if those people were accused of violence or not. And it's kind of a departure from what had been expected, given that a little bit more than a week ago, Vice President Vance had indicated that he thought that these would be handled case by case, and that people who were guilty of assaulting law enforcement officers were not going to be pardoned. That does not appear to be the case in the way that this pardon was explained and handed down by President Trump yesterday.
Yeah, kind of a blanket pardon, that's for sure. Well, he has not wasted any time. I mean, we're just 24 hours in and already so much happening and so much to talk about. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, I know it's a busy day for you there. Thanks for taking a moment to get us up to speed.